The Secretary General mentioned names that have become increasingly well-known in the fight against terrorism: Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, and Al-Qaeda, calling them extremist groups whose presence is rising in several parts of Africa. He pointed out environments in which terrorism is most likely to occur.
Terrorism thrives where borders are weakest. Poorly guarded and stored ammunition stockpiles provide unfettered access to weapons, in particular the components for improvised explosive devices, the terrorist's frequent weapon of choice. The lack of development and the absence of the rule of law allow terrorist groups to recruit across communities and build their ranks.
Abdoulaye Chehu, Director General of the Intergovernmental Action Group Against Money Laundering in West Africa, told the Council, peace is not necessarily the absence of war or the number of weapons a country possesses.
Peace is the general condition in which there is a sense of happiness or lack of fear about those conditions that create insecurity, including poverty, unemployment, economic development, good governance, and the rule of law.
However, many African nations, he says, lack the necessary conditions for peace.
It has been estimated that no less than 28 sub-Saharan African states have been at war since 1980, with varying devastating consequences on peace and stability of the region. Many factors, including political corruption, lack of respect for the rule of law, human rights violations, account for most of the conflicts. The fragility of many African countries makes them vulnerable to conflict, mostly internally induced.
Both Dr. Chehu and Secretary General Ban agreed that solving the problem will take more than military might. The international community and the United Nations, says the Secretary General, must do more to strengthen the capacity of affected member states.
Military advances, important as they are, will not by themselves bring an end to terrorism in Africa. This struggle must go forward on many fronts, including by addressing the conditions that are conducive to the spread of terrorism.
President Faure Gnassingbé of Togo, who chaired the Security Council meeting, told the Council terrorism has become a planetary phenomenon, needing international support.
Without the support of the international community, our continent will not be able to tackle the scourge which is poisoning our states, corrupting our governments, and transforming the population into literally the slaves of the 21st century.
Only sub-regional and international cooperation, the president of Togo concluded, will make it possible to combat the criminal narco-trafficking groups. Jerry Adams, United Nations.